January 9th, Job 21 through 23. The scriptures quoted are from the NET Bible, netbible.com copyright, 1996, 2019, used with permission from Biblical Studies Press, LLC. All rights reserved. Job chapter 21. Then Job answered, "Listen carefully to my words. Let this be the consolation you offer me. Bear with me, and I will speak, and after I have spoken, you may mock. Is my complaint against a man? If so, why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be appalled. Put your hands over your mouths. For when I think about this, I am terrified, and my body feels a shudder. Why do the wicked go on living, grow old, even increase in power? Their children are firmly established in their presence, their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe and without fear, and no rod of punishment from God is upon them. Their bulls breed without fail, their cows calve and do not miscarry. They allow their children to run like a flock. Their little ones dance about. They sing to the accompaniment of tambourine and harp, and make merry to the sound of the flute. They live out their years in prosperity and go down to the grave in peace. So they say to God, 'Turn away from us. We do not want to know your ways. Who is the Almighty, that we should serve him? What would we gain if we were to pray to him?' But their prosperity is not their own doing. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is the lamp of the wicked extinguished? How often does their misfortune come upon them? How often does God apportion pain to them in his anger? How often are they like straw before the wind and like chaff swept away by a whirlwind? You may say, 'God stores up a man's punishment for his children.' Instead, let him repay the man himself so that he may know it. Let his own eyes see his destruction. Let him drink of the anger of the Almighty. For what is his interest in his home after his death, when the number of his months has been broken off? Can anyone teach God knowledge, since he judges those that are on high? One man dies in his full vigor, completely secure and prosperous, his body well nourished, and the marrow of his bones moist. And another man dies in bitterness of soul, never having tasted anything good. Together, they lie down in the dust, and worms cover over them both. Yes, I know what you are thinking, the schemes by which you would wrong me. For you say, 'Where now is the nobleman's house, and where are the tents in which the wicked lived?' Have you never questioned those who travel the roads? Do you not recognize their accounts, that the evil man is spared from the day of his misfortune, that he is delivered from the day of God's wrath? No one denounces his conduct to his face. No one repays him for what he has done. And when he is carried to the tombs and watch is kept over the funeral mound, the clods of the torrent valley are sweet to him. Behind him, everybody follows in procession, and before him goes a countless throng. So how can you console me with your futile words? Nothing is left of your answers but deception." Chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Is it to God that a strong man is of benefit? Is it to him that even a wise man is profitable? Is it of any special benefit to the Almighty that you should be righteous? Or is it any gain to him that you make your ways blameless? Is it because of your piety that he rebukes you and goes to judgment with you? Is not your wickedness great, and is there no end to your iniquity? For you took pledges from your brothers for no reason, and you stripped the clothing from the naked. You gave the weary no water to drink, and from the hungry you withheld food. Although you were a powerful man, owning land, an honored man living on it, you sent widows away empty-handed, and the arms of the orphans you crushed. That is why snares surround you, and why sudden fear terrifies you, why it is so dark you cannot see, and why a flood of water covers you. Is not God on high in heaven? And see the lofty stars, how high they are. But you have said, 'What does God know? Does he judge through such deep darkness? Thick clouds are a veil for him, so he does not see us, as he goes back and forth in the vault of heaven. Will you keep to the old path that evil men have walked, men who were carried off before their time, when the flood was poured out on their foundations? They were saying to God, "Turn away from us." And what can the Almighty do to us? But it was he who filled their houses with good things. Yet the counsel of the wicked was far from me. The righteous see their destruction and rejoice. The innocent mock them scornfully, saying, "Surely our enemies are destroyed, and fire consumes their wealth." Reconcile yourself with God and be at peace with Him. In this way your prosperity will be good. Accept instruction from His mouth and store up His words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. If you remove wicked behavior far from your tent and throw your gold in the dust, your gold of Ophir among the rocks in the ravines, then the Almighty Himself will be your gold, and the choicest silver for you. Surely then you will delight yourself in the Almighty, and will lift up your face toward God. You will pray to Him, and He will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows to Him. Whatever you decide on a matter, it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. When people are brought low and you say, "Lift them up," then He will save the downcast. He will deliver even someone who is not innocent, who will escape through the cleanness of your hands. Chapter 23. Then Job answered, "Even today, my complaint is still bitter. His hand is heavy despite my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I could come to his place of residence. I would lay out my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know with what words he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me with great power? No, he would only pay attention to me. There an upright person could present his case before him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. If I go to the east, he is not there, and to the west, yet I do not perceive him. In the north, when he is at work, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I see no trace of him. But he knows the pathway that I take. If he tested me, I would come forth like gold. My feet have followed his steps closely. I have kept to his way and have not turned aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my allotted portion. But he is unchangeable, and who can change him? Whatever he has desired, he does. For he fulfills his decree against me, and many such things are his plans. That is why I am terrified in his presence. When I consider, I am afraid because of him. Indeed, God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. Yet I have not been silent because of the darkness, because of the thick darkness that covered my face.